Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, in the past 24 hours, we've had two more House Democrats who've called it quits. One of them is from New Jersey, Albio Sires, and the other one is from Florida, Ms. Murphy.
Stephanie Murphy.
Okay, Stephanie Murphy, and that makes a total of 22 House Democrats now leaving the Congress. And Murphy was going to run against Marco Rubio for senator before the D.C. Dems stepped in and said, going to be Congressman Val Demings instead from Orlando. So yeah, that's interesting.
Val Demings is not getting any traction at all.
No.
So I don't think we have to fret over that one.
Well, doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't see Rubio as being as going to get beat. Maybe I'm wrong.
No.
Okay.
He's safe.
Okay. Now, Joe Manchin is still the hot topic on all the different fronts in D.C. And the reason that Build Back Better will not pass this year is not necessarily Joe Manchin's vote. It's only meaningful if those 50 Republican senators vote in lockstep to defeat the bill, and then his vote becomes the plus one. Now, I don't see any evidence that any of this is a certainty yet, do you?
Well, as I said on your show yesterday, this has nothing really to do with Manchin.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything to do with what is in the bill and Biden himself, because this cat, I guarantee you, if he had read one sentence on each of the subchapters of the drafted bill, there'd be no way that he could vote for it, or sign off on it, I should say. Signed it into law. I would also argue that at this point, I think that we ought to change up the procedure, and it'd be interesting to see what goes on in your chat room or what your listeners have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at some of these bills, remember we had two voting rights bills that came out and so forth and so on.
Yep.
If you look at some of these bills that these people in the House passed, I would argue that before they, as soon as the House votes on some of these things, it ought to immediately go over to a court, including maybe as high as the Supreme Court, to check for constitutionality of some of these things that are in these bills. Because I guarantee you, they're already unconstitutional. And I would say much of the stuff that I have read that is in the Build Back Better bill is, in fact, unconstitutional on its face. So I think that we need to change up the whole procedure here on how legislation moves through Congress.
Well, aren't they supposed to have somebody that reviews the bills to make
sure? Well, they do. Therein lies the next problem, because each caucus had, pretty much everybody in on the House side, let me say that again, a lot of people on the House side and on the Senate side are lawyers. Even they may be, you know, representatives and senators, but they're lawyers. They also have a pile of lawyers that work for them. And it's remarkable to me that, you know, legally it has, these things haven't been scored and graded and said, don't do this. This has got a, you know, a 90% chance of it not being constitutional. So we have a broken system. Not only have broken legislation, but we have a broken, you know, procedural system here.
Now, the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, said, and he made quite an interesting statement here. He said, I think it's really important that our leaders lead with facts rather than fear. People don't react well with this ongoing environment of fear for the past 2 years. Let's lead with the facts. When he talked about the fact that he wasn't going to go along with Joe Biden's vaccine mandate and all that other stuff.
He said the pandemic's over. So I'm sure he got excoriated by the caucus for saying that. But as I said earlier, this, we are in a place, whether we have four more variants this week or 50 more in the next year, this is now something that's obvious that we have to live with. We can't do boosters, you know, once a month for the rest of our lives. That's just not going to work.
No.
So, we are in a place where, we're going to have to figure out something else and, you know, start living and stop being in fear of everything.
Alrighty, hold that thought. And folks, will be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watcher, Denise Simon, too. Frank Silvato is going to take us to break.
USA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, looking forward to it, folks. Hope to see you at Mission Barbecue. Stop on by, say hi, enjoy the good food this year, and enjoy some great conversation with the gang that shows up there. You'll love it. All right, this portion of the program, a conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving money for more than 75 years. Currently, they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, the car you drive, the truck you drive, maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, even an RV. Bundle all that together along with your homeowner's, renter's, or condo's insurance policy, and you will save a bunch of money. Again, Geico, GEICO.com. Go over there. You can find out where your agent is. If you want to talk to the agent, you can get a quote there. You can handle it all on the website. Whatever it is you want to do, Geico, GEICO.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Hello.
Phil Donahue turned 86 years old today. I believe he was the creator of talk television.
Yeah. I didn't have much use for him, but yeah.
Daytime television, talk television. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we ended up with a lot of them back then, and it kind of spun off into things like Geraldo's show and
yep.
Yep. Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and...
Yep. Now, let's talk about something that went on here with the Navy, which apparently has sent Iran and China a message with a test that they did in the Gulf of Aden recently with a high-energy laser test, which was an over-the-horizon shot at a vessel, and they sank it with a laser from afar.
Well, we test equipment all the time, and they decided here we should be closer to theater instead of testing stuff out in the Pacific or, you mm-hmm. know, wherever. Mm-hmm. So they decided to put it someplace where some other people might be watching, and they are watching. So
oh, yeah.
That particular strategy, I think, was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got Backgammon Bob on the line. Let me go over there. Good morning there, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I saw where Tucker Carlson said that Biden's COVID policies are the muscle spasms of a dying party. And I just wonder, is the Democratic Party in real trouble? Do you think they possibly could fall apart or totally change policies as a result of this, some of their policies, and I guess that's it, Kevin.
Okay, well, yeah, of course they're in real trouble. Just take a look around. Nancy Pelosi is scrambling.
They are in trouble, and it's of their own making. What is particularly interesting here is I think that they have made a calculated and I say calculated because I think that they thought that having all things pandemic and trying to push through this cockamamie agenda,
mm-hmm.
I think they have found that it has backfired, and now they're trying to necessarily unwind some things. You know, Chuck Schumer comes out and he says, well, we're going to still vote on the Build Back Better after the first of the year.
Right.
Well, I think they're going to scrap that whole thing personally. So, they are in trouble. We've got those that are not running for reelection. We have some other scandals that are happening, and they're beginning to eat their own here, and, including the Biden White House.
Yep.
Nobody is going to get over how we left Afghanistan, and we shouldn't.
Right.
And nobody's been held accountable or responsible for what happened in Afghanistan. That's not acceptable. So
nope.
You've got the entire military that is absolutely furious. Then you got things like, not all things COVID, but then you got critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't heard this White House come out and say one blasted word about critical race theory.
Nope.
Which is the reason that they lost Virginia.
Yep.
I think that they're looking at the fact that there could be other states that they lose and other House seats that they lose.
Well, let's go to Burlington, Vermont for a second. That's the home of Bernie, right?
It is.
Another progressive city, namely Burlington, Vermont, now sorely regrets its defund the police efforts as crime has gone through the roof in Burlington, Vermont. Even the council member who proposed the effort to begin with admits things are not going as planned, and they want to put that money back into the police department.
Between critical race theory, between regulations, between Afghanistan, immigration, defunding the police, rampant crime, you know, the Democrats are essentially writing their own failure ticket here. I don't know how else to put it. All the conservatives have to do is just kind of sit back and let them sink. And they're doing it themselves. So if we just, what do they say? If you're losing an argument, don't get in there and keep arguing. Just
give them enough rope.
Happen.
Give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves.
Mm. Yes, and that's precisely what's happening here. So it's kind of like, we just sit back and say nothing, do nothing,
yep.
Really. And
yep.
watch the implode.
Now,
I would say, though, however, I don't want to be that flippant, because I would say if this White House and if the Democrats are failing, that means we as a country are suffering. And that's just not that's not a good thing for obvious reasons.
Now, little old AOC yesterday wrongly suggested that she represented more people than Senator Joe Manchin did in West Virginia. And here's how she put it. She was on Morning Joe, and she said that Manchin was going to vote against a massive Build Back Better social policy package. And she complained that the U.S. Senate was notoriously designed for smaller populations to have more power than larger ones, and then insinuated, of all things, that she represented more people than Joe Manchin, and she represents half as much as he does.
She didn't make this up herself. She's got a staff, and a staff will concoct statistics and, you know, talking points, and then they give it to her. She doesn't necessarily think of this stuff on her own. This is her Marxist office that she has. And then she goes out there and never has to backtrack. She's never again, if they fail, then a lot of other things are failing. So I don't want to sound like I'm gloating, because I'm not. It's important to understand that if these politicians do what they do and they get away with it, then it really hurts everybody.
Well, you're right, and we have to hold their feet to the fire, which is exactly what needs to be done now. We need to vet the candidates that are running and make sure we vet them and make sure you double-check and triple-check who they are so that they don't pull the wool over your eyes and sneak somebody in there that can't get elected to accomplish the things that you want done.
Well, look, we got Senator Blumenthal, and...
Oh, God.
His most recent, where is he from? Connecticut, Rhode Island?
Right, Connecticut.
All right. So he attends this Communist Party event.
Yep.
And gets introduced by the head guy, and they even mention communists. And he plays dumb. Oh, I didn't know anybody. These people are paid to get it right. So, yeah, no other... media is covering the fact that this cat goes to a communist event.
All righty, here comes the music. We got to go, and I will talk to you tonight.
Okay.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Jump on over there, take a look at the articles that she writes, and sign up for her daily sit-reps, and you'll find out what's going on when she writes it. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus is spreading faster than the Delta variant and is causing infections in people already vaccinated or who have recovered from the COVID-19 disease, the head of the World Health Organization said on Monday.
There is now consistent evidence that Omicron is spreading significantly faster than the Delta variant.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news briefing for Geneva-based journalists held at its new headquarters building. Former President Donald Trump claimed Monday that New York Attorney General Letitia James is a corrupt official doing the dirty work of the Democratic Party. In a statement issued on the same day, Trump filed the lawsuit against James in an effort to halt her civil investigation. The former president later issued a statement condemning her and her investigation. This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, you can go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more about them. But I'll tell you all about taking a tour at one of their two campuses right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go and train to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one, of course, is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in Florida, across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa, and they're over across the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, either one that you pick, ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. I'm going to give you the phone number to call. This number is good for either campus. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 is the number to call. And tell them you want to take a tour of either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. They'll set it all up for you. You'll get a chance to not only talk to some students, but to talk to some instructors and to talk to the financial aid folks that can steer you in the right direction when it comes to the student loans. Because if you're in the military and you're post 9/11 and you have not used your military benefits, you'll be in like Flynn. They'll help you out how to do that so that you can use your military benefits and get that taken care of. If you're pre-9/11 and in the military, you may or may not have all of your benefits left. If so, they'll tell you what you've got left and what you can use. And if you need to go through the student loan process, they can do that as well. Whatever it takes, they'll do it for you, and they'll work with you. So, ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And remember, their website is naa.edu. Now, a New York Times investigation has unearthed a trove of documents that they got through the Freedom of Information Act, hidden Pentagon records that revealed patterns of failure and numerous deadly airstrikes that literally killed thousands of civilians, many of them children. This is from the New York Times, not me saying this, but it's the New York Times. Now, the military's own confidential assessments of more than 1,300 reports of civilian casualties lays bare how the air war has been marked by deeply flawed intelligence, rushed to and often imprecise targeting, the deaths of innocent people, women and children, a sharp contrast to the American government's image of war waged by the all-seeing drones of precision bombs. Now, here's the deal, okay, and I get this, and they're not reporting this fact. The Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all of these terrorist organizations operate in the middle of a public area where it's surrounded by families and children and women and schools and whatever else. They operate from those areas, and they put these people in harm's way on purpose. They do this. So consequently, it's not just a one-way street here. And you have to understand that. War is hell. It is hell. And you have reciprocal damage all the time. You have to understand that. And when the bad guys are shooting at you, say, from an apartment building or a house, and they're launching everything they can at you, and you're outnumbered and outgunned and you're pinned down, what are you supposed to do? Well, we can't shoot at that place because there's people in there. Oh, no. What do you think the Israelis would do? They blow the house up. Don't even think twice. They blow the house up. We need to understand that it's them or us in that situation. Now, defense officials will not be allowed to give other than honorable discharges to the troops who refuse the COVID vaccine once the new defense authorization bill is signed into law. So the dishonorable discharges you were hearing about are less than honorable, are off the table as the military separations are now beginning. Now, the Navy was to begin flushing its petroleum-contaminated water system on Oahu as early as Sunday under a joint plan agreed to last week by state and federal agencies. And I'm not sure if it started on time or not. I don't think it did. But they've got a heck of a problem there with the water, and they got to get it taken care of sooner rather than later. There's no more monkeying around here. By the way, two rockets struck Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, home of the U.S. Embassy, causing property damage with no casualties. This is from the Iraqi military. And the number of people with military backgrounds who committed criminal acts motivated by extremist views has jumped during the last 10 years, according to new research by the University of Maryland. 458 veterans or active duty troops have committed U.S. crimes tied to extremism over the past 10 years, which is why they're going after these guys on January 6th so hard, especially the military. A couple of veterans. There's a story about a veteran here I'll be able to get to in a minute, I hope. By the way, Washington is being asked by Russia to start the talks immediately on the proposals in Geneva on the security pact with NATO. Russia set out some really tough demands. We'll see whether or not NATO will go along. NATO has already said they will not let Russia dictate its military posture. That's coming from Germany. And the Iranian nuclear program is rapidly accelerating since the U.S. left the nuclear deal. They're getting very, very close to having a strike capability. Now, the U.S. airstrikes against the Taliban in the last month we were there surged, rising to levels not seen in nearly a year as part of the final failed attempt to prevent the Afghan army's collapse as militants rapidly took over the country. We know that. Hated to see it, but it happened. By the way, the Russia troop buildup in the Ukrainian border and in a heavily militarized Black Sea region has led to calls by Black Sea allies to increase NATO and U.S. deterrence to prevent further Russian efforts to divide and isolate some of the alliance's newest members. We'll see how that plays out. They may, in fact, be going in there to some of those new, smaller members that join NATO that are in that area. We'll see. By the way, for a handful of Americans on a ship full of sailors who drive on the wrong side of the road back home, it was inevitable that there'd be a few bumps in the passageways of the Royal Navy's new fleet flagship, the carrier HMS Queen Elizabeth, as sailors aboard the USS John C. Stennis were sharpening their weaponry skills with their deployment with the British carrier. Each other learning how to use each other's weapon systems. Okay, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return with more.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and my conversation with Chris Markowski brought to you by Moss Acura, that's spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some more amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and my bad back loves that massager. Now, I'll tell you what, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those that have served our military and our country with the You Serve, You Save program. Now, this is for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and see what happens then. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
AOC represents New York City, right?
Well, not all of New York City. There's like parts of Queens.
Okay.
Into Long Island. She doesn't represent any
Queens and the Bronx is what I think it is here. Okay. So she has around 700,000 residents that she represents. Now, Joe Manchin represents the state of West Virginia, which has, take a guess, how many residents?
Oh, I don't know.
1.8 million, more than double what AOC represents. AOC actually yesterday had the gall to say that she represented more people than Joe Manchin did, and he has to explain back home to his people in his small district why this is such a farce, because everybody knows the U.S. Senate is notoriously designed for smaller populations to have more power than the larger ones.
It doesn't give them more power. It's just it allows for them to have. I mean, you want to like destroy all these people that live in the Midwest that in these farming states because they have a lot of land that they have to use for that puts food on our table. Again, people like her are dangerous because they obviously don't understand. They're Democrats for a reason. They think that we live in a democracy. We don't. Nope. You could pick up the Constitution, which I carry around with me all the time. The word democracy doesn't pop up one time.
Republic.
Okay. It's not in there. Okay. Nope. We're not a democracy. A democracy is eight wolves and three sheep deciding what they're going to have for dinner that night. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's mob rule. This protects people's rights. It protects states' rights. And in my opinion, we have not been paying to the Constitution for a while. States should have more power. Quite frankly, we should be following the 10th Amendment to a greater degree. We just had the anniversary of the Bill of Rights where the founders said, hey, you know what? We got to put an extra layer of protection mm-hmm. in here to establish, basically put restraints on government. And we haven't done that. We haven't done that. Government is completely out of control. This girl doesn't have a clue, obviously, on how this country is supposed to work.
Well, Denise Simon and I were talking about many of these bills that they pass, especially in the House. And they're supposed to be checked for the constitutionality of the bill. And so far, they're failing in doing that because many of these bills that come out, I believe, and Denise believes, are unconstitutional the way they're worded.
Well, that's the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court needs to take that up, and people need to start filing lawsuits and get this, try these various different bills against in the court of law, saying, hey, this is unconstitutional. That's what needs to be done. We need a stronger Supreme Court. I've said this for a while. I think that, what we need in Washington, D.C. is not a pen but an eraser.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be getting rid of all of this unconstitutional nonsense and get back to basics.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's a great point. Now, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, we take a look at all of the rules and regulations that are written by the executive branch of government through all these acronym agencies, whether they be OSHA, whether they be the FCC, whether they be the FDA, and they act, these agencies act as judge, jury, and executioner. And that's not the way the law is supposed to be mitigated here in the United States, how it's supposed to be brought out. And that's not right. It's not fair. This is why we need to get rid of this stuff.
So we're watching the polls, and we're watching Joe Biden's approval tank and go even lower down into the 30s. And we're also watching Democrats running away from the Democratic Party. They now have 22 members in the House that are not going to be running again. They're either retiring or they're moving on to something else.
Yeah, we're going to see what's going to happen. They'll move on to greener pastures and greener. They'll be making tons of money doing something.
Lobbyists.
Lobbyists, president mm-hmm. of a college, get a job on Wall Street. They always land on their feet, even if they're unqualified.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is all well and good, but that I caution listeners to get all hyped up about taking back the House or taking back the Senate. Because when Republicans get a hold of it, they don't do anything. So, I mean, what difference does it make? They spend and they spend and they spend. And I'm curious to see how Republicans are going to cave when they start carving up Build Back Better and try to pass parts of it next year and what they'll sign off on.
Well, here's what I've been told, and I haven't seen it, but I've heard it. McCarthy is sending the word around to the different state delegations to put together a contract with America similar to what Newt Gingrich did. And they're going to come out and hit the ground running with a bunch of points, and that's what they're going to do. Now, I don't know what that's going to entail. I haven't seen it. I've just been told it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be curious to take a look at it because, you know, a lot of that contract with America, that stuff that was done with Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich back in the day, they basically got rid of a lot of that welfare reform, which did such a great job of getting people off of welfare and back at the workforces, which is what the ultimate goal should be. We'll see what direction they end up heading in at this point in time. Hopefully it's the right one, and hopefully they actually get something done.
Did you see what Elon Musk is up to right now? He plans on converting greenhouse gas and making it into rocket fuel.
That's interesting. We'll see how that works out. I mean, Elon's in the position where he promises lots of things, and sometimes he delivers, and sometimes he does not. I wish him all the best. If he's able to do that, it'd be fantastic.
Now, the Japanese government pays to have the United States military there, and they just agreed with the United States to pay $13.6 billion over 5 years to host the U.S. military.
In Okinawa? There's a couple bases there, right?
Also Japan, also in Japan proper, okay. Right on the main island. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, again, it's been longstanding since World War II. I'm kind of a believer, quite frankly, that, you know, at some point in time, I think that the Japanese people need to, they do have a military, but, you know, nothing really to shake that much of a stick at, do this themselves. China might see that as a provocation because of, basically historic reasons and the issues that these nations have had in the past. I don't like playing the world policeman anymore. I think that at some point in time that has to stop.
By the way, the Omicron variant now accounts for 73% of the U.S. infections, according to the CDC.
Yeah, and, you know, such is life. Life moves on. You know, the sun will come out tomorrow. Everybody's got to take a chill pill and relax. Over this, because it's not going away. At some point in time, you're going to have to come to the realization that we're living with this, this is a much weaker variant by every single metric that we're seeing. We're seeing cases drop precipitously in South Africa right now. The cases are going down. They had much better outcomes there, and that's where it hit first. So that's a good sign, and we should be dealing with that. We shouldn't be talking about lockdowns and shutdowns and all this other nonsense.
By the way, Biden's cancellation of Trump's border wall has left some $350 million in leftover materials, and Texas has gone in there, taken some of the materials, and they're just building away.
Well, yeah, again, it's going to take a lot more than $350 million if you want to finish it, that's for sure, though.
Yeah, they got $8 billion they've set aside, is my understanding. We'll see how that works out. Okay, have yourself a great day. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and he's going to be taking off, too, after tomorrow, and he'll be gone for a week. I think he's coming to South Florida to take a little vacation. So, we'll see. We'll see. Meantime, I'll be right back. Rod Edwards coming back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.